Like to call the September 23rd, 2021 meeting of the City of Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals to order. This is a quasi judicial proceeding. All those wishing to give testimony during these proceedings will please sign in and we will swear in the witnesses prior to giving testimony. All proceedings of the Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals are recorded. Decisions of this board are final. Challenges to the decisions of the Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals must be filed through the Superior Court of Chatham County. If you have cell phones or any other noise making devices, please silence them at this time. And if you will, stand with me and join me in prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. Father, we just thank you for today for a time to come together to do the business of this city. Lord, we pray for wisdom and thank you for your presence here. Lord, I just lift up the leaders of our city and our state and our nation, Lord, and I pray that you'd raise up godly men and women to fill these positions. Lord, strengthen every marriage and family in this country. In Jesus' name, amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, before we get started, I just want to welcome our new staff member, Melissa Leto. Glad you're with us and appreciate that. Okay, items to be removed from the final agenda. We have 2827-2829 Bull Street for height variance. That's going to be removed from the final agenda. Items requested to be withdrawn. Number two here, 503 East St. Julian Street, appeal of the decision by the Historic Review Board 21-004931-ZBA. That's been requested to be withdrawn. Approval of the minutes. We have the minutes for the August 26, 2021 meeting. Do I hear a motion to approve those minutes?
I make a motion that we approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Mr. Condon has made a motion to approve the minutes and Mr. Plunk has seconded the motion. Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
And Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes. The minutes are approved. Now, the approval for the final agenda. Do I have a motion for the approval of the final agenda?
I make a motion that we approve the final agenda.
Okay. Mr. Condon has made a motion to approve the final agenda. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Plunk. Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
And Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Okay. The motion passes and the final agenda is approved. Okay, regular agenda, 73 Highlands Boulevard, request for variance 21-004950-ZBA.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and board members, Melissa Leto, MPC staff. This item is a request, is a variance request to the minimum side yard setback for subject property 73 Highlands Boulevard. Open up. The subject property is located on the east side of Highland Boulevard, north of Jimmy DeLoach Parkway. It is the Madison Park apartment complex. The parcel is in the northern portion of the Godley Station neighborhood and is in the planned development zoning district. The subject property has a total lot area of 23.38 acres or 1,018,432.8 square feet. The minimum side yard setback in the planned development zoning district is 25 feet. The multifamily building that is the subject structure for this variance request has already been constructed. The certificate of occupancy was issued and currently there are tenants residing in the subject structure. It is seen on the site plan highlighted in the red bubble. The subject structure is 7.5 feet into the required 25-foot side yard setback. Based on the site plan submitted, the property consists of 20 multifamily structures. A vegetative buffer exists between the subject property and the adjacent property and will not be disturbed. Staff finds that the requested variance is not likely to adversely impact the public health, safety, or welfare of the neighborhood. Based upon the review criteria, staff recommends approval of the requested variance for 73 Highlands Boulevard. I am here to answer any questions, and Mr. McCorkle is the petitioner. I believe he's here as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions for staff? All right, will the petitioner please come forward? Oh, excuse me, Mr. Condon, you had a question?
This one. When did they build this building? About.
The petitioner said within the past year.
And do you know how we discovered that it was in the setback?
It was through building inspection. There was an error there.
Okay. Just curious. Thank you.
Any other questions for staff? All right. If the petitioner will please come forward. And before you get started, I think I forgot to swear going in. If you're going to give testimony here today, or if you're joining us online, if you will, wherever you are, raise your right hand, please, and repeat after me. I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God.
I do. By building inspection, interestingly, this building's been built. We have had numerous zoning letters issued on this building that there are no issues. We have a CO, there are people living in it. The way this came up is through a financing of the project where we had to get a new Alta survey, and our new Alta survey showed that we've got a building that's 7.5 feet into the 25-foot setback. And so that has raised this issue, a concern with that. And so that's why we're here today in the aftermath of this project already being built. This picture is a more up-to-date picture here on your screen that'll show you the actual buildings. As was mentioned, it's 20 buildings. It's a very large apartment complex. As was mentioned, buildings are all constructed, COs are all issued, buildings are occupied. That's how we ended up here. The good news is that if you look at the property, if you look at the previous map that was shown, the adjacent property owner is actually the city of Savannah. Central Park is located immediately adjacent to the property. The area itself is heavily wooded, as you can see in this area right here. Part of the reason it's heavily wooded is because it's a city park. It's never gonna be developed. The other part is that we have a 15-foot vegetative buffer, undisturbed buffer, that is not being affected by this encroachment. It is just this building setback itself. And if you look at this picture, you will see this is our site. This is our closest neighbor over here, which is another large apartment complex. This is the city park in this area here. And so I guess the easiest thing for me to say is that there's no victim here. It was not an intentional act. This is something that we just discovered through a survey, but we're here asking to correct and get the variance granted so that the issue is dealt with going forward in the future. And we appreciate staff's recommendation and ask for your approval.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions for the applicant?
Will you show the site plan overhead again?
That one was not mine, so I'm going to let you do that.
That one?
Yeah, thank you. Okay. It looked like I was thinking there was something different, but that answers it for me.
Yeah, it is just the one building where the red circle is just on that one corner there, is what we're talking about.
We don't have a copy of the original survey, though.
I do not.
Any other questions for the applicant? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Are there any members of the public that would like to speak for this petition? If you're online, if you'll use the raise your hand feature, we'll recognize you and give you a chance to speak. Okay, nobody. All right. At this time, then, we will enter into board discussion. Mrs. Jarrett, do you have anything you'd like to say?
No, thanks.
Mr. Evans?
No, I'm good.
Mr. Plunk? Mr. Griffith?
No.
Mr. Condon?
No, sir.
Mr. Hall?
No, sir.
Okay, with no discussion, then the chair would entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve staff recommendation for the variance at 73 Highlands Boulevard.
All right, Mr. Condon has made a motion to approve the variance per staff recommendations. Is there a second?
I second.
Seconded by Mr. Plunk. Is there any discussion on the motion? Okay, Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Aye.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
And Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes and the variance is granted. Next, we're going to hear the petition for 127 East 51st Street. This is variance to the maximum lot coverage number 21-004957.
Good morning again, Mr. Chairman and board members. Melissa Lito, MPC staff. This item is a variance to the maximum lot coverage for subject property 127 East 51st Street. It's located within the residential single family RSF 6 zoning district and Ardsley Park Chatham Crescent neighborhood. The petitioner is proposing to construct an attached covered porch. The maximum allowed coverage in the RSF 6 zoning district is 40%, whereas the petitioner's request is for 41.67%. The property is located between Habersham and Abercorn Streets, facing the south side of East 51st Street and East 51st Lane, located to the rear of the property. The subject property has a total lot area of 6,300 square feet with an average depth of 105 feet and an average width of 60 feet. This is the existing site plan. Based on the site plan, the property consists of the following structures: a one-story wood residence, a covered porch, a one-story wood garage, two wood decks, and a series of concrete pathways surrounding the single-family structure from the front, side, and rear. The petitioner is proposing to remove the existing 139 square foot detached covered porch, which is on the X to the left here for the existing site plan, and construct the proposed 144 square foot attached covered porch, which would be the subject here in this rectangle. The existing lot coverage is currently non-conforming at 41.6% or 2,609 square feet. The demolition of the 139 square foot detached covered porch and the construction of the 144 square foot attached covered porch will create a lot coverage of 41.67% or 2,614 square feet. The result is still over the 40% maximum allowed. In addition, the petitioner is adding an additional 5 square feet of lot coverage onto the property. Staff finds that the requested variance is not likely to adversely impact the public health, safety, or welfare of the neighborhood. The additional lot coverage is minimal. Based upon the review criteria, staff recommends approval of the requested variance for 127 East 51st Street. I am here to answer any questions, and Matthew and Megan Ball are the petitioners for this item. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions for staff? Okay, thank you very much. Would the petitioner please come forward and sign in and state your name for the record?
This is Matthew Ball, 127 East 51st Street.
Thank you, Mr. Ball. Do you have anything you'd like to say?
The only clarification that I will add to the well-prepared staff recommendation is the existing detached porch. If you physically measure just the exterior of that detached porch, it's 12 by 12 or 144 square feet. So that's why we came up with the 144 square foot covered porch that we want to attach to the house. So I don't know exactly where the extra 5 feet come from, other than what may have been on an old permit or something else. I don't know. We just purchased the house in May and moved into the neighborhood, so we don't have that detail of history.
Okay, thank you. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I don't. Hopefully okay. This is a straightforward request.
Are there any questions for the petitioner from the board? Are there any members of the public that would like to speak concerning this petition? Mr. Palumbo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Nick Palumbo. It's an honor to be here with you all today. Thank you.
That's a pro tip there. Thank you all so much for your service to the Zoning Board of Appeals, and it's a pleasure to be with you all. And I mean that because I know that these are tough head scratchers, and they're so tough that they don't even come to council. So I appreciate your service and taking some off of our plate. I'm here for another petition, but I heard our neighbor, Matthew and Megan Ball, putting this application together. I just want to come out and speak in support of this because I know that although they bought the house just in May, they're longstanding residents of the neighborhood. They had lived on the same block once before, and they're in the process of restoring this home. I know that they'll do a really great job and be sympathetic to the rest of the neighborhood and want to do something that honors the community. So I just wanted to take a moment, give them a shout out and speak out in support of the application. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Feldman. Are there any other members of the public that would like to speak? All right, Mr. Ball, I'll give you another chance after public comment to say anything else.
I will only add again, thanks for Nick for speaking out, but also where we plan to position this screen porch, it will really only be visible by one neighbor, the Calcamuggios to the east of us, who have written a letter in support of this, which is included in the application, feel that it'll have no impact on their enjoyment of their property.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, this time we'll enter into board discussion. Mrs. Jarrett, do you have anything you'd like to say?
No, thank you.
Mr. Evans?
No, thanks.
Mr. Plunk? Mr. Griffith?
No.
Mr. Condon?
No.
And Mr. Hall?
No.
All right, well, after that, then the chair would like to entertain a motion, should someone care to make one.
Motion to approve.
Excuse me?
Motion to approve.
Okay. Mr. Evans Mr. Evans has made a motion to approve the variance. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Jarrett. Is there any discussion on the motion? Okay, Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes. Mr.
Griffin? Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Okay. The motion passes and the variance is approved. Next, we're going to hear the application for 301 Wheeler Street, rear yard setback variance, number 21-004774.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The item before you at this time is a request for a 20-foot rear yard setback variance at 301 Wheeler Street. The petitioner is requesting this variance from the 25-foot requirement related to the construction of a new single-family residence. This is an exhibit of the existing lot at 301 Wheeler Street, which is highlighted here. This property and the property immediately adjacent to it are the subject of a proposed recombination of parcels. Where you see the Batty Street property here, this is a former right-of-way that was recently quit-claimed by the applicant. Their intention is to combine a portion of the existing 301 Wheeler Street with the former Batty Street right-of-way to construct a new single-family residence at this location. The intent of the requested rear yard setback variance is to align the proposed structure with the existing structures along Wheeler Street. This is a subdivision plat that was provided by the applicant that shows the proposed recombination of property. and the proposed location of the single-family residence. This property is in the, or this neighborhood, I should say, is in the RSF 10 zoning classification. Within this district, residential parcels are required to have a minimum lot area of 10,000 square feet. Both the proposed lot and the existing lot will exceed those requirements. The lot is also abuts a 20-foot lane on the rear. As proposed, the residence would be within 5 feet of the property line. However, it would meet the front yard setback and be aligned with adjacent houses along Wheeler Street. Based on the separation that's provided by the existing lane and the additional 5 feet that's provided by the proposed setback, staff finds that the minimal impacts created by the rear yard setback variance are there. And based on the criteria, we're recommending approval of the requested rear yard setback variance.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Lawson. Are there any questions for staff?
Karen Jarrett here.
Go ahead, Mrs.
I was just curious about the site plan. Can we go back to the site plan for just a minute, please? It looks like the house has been kind of shoved over in that corner. Is that to protect the trees?
There's two reasons, Ms. Jarrett. One of them is to protect the trees. There are some existing mature trees along Wheeler Street. There's also a stormwater feature adjacent to the subject property.
Okay. Like a retention basin or something?
Correct.
Okay. Is flooding an issue there?
Not that I'm aware of. That issue has not been addressed by our staff, but we're not aware of any flooding issues in this neighborhood.
All right, thank you.
Are there any other questions for staff? Great, Mr. Griffin.
Yeah, let me share that with you. I'll do this first. The street view of the subject property. So the area behind these trees is the former Batty Street right of way. And this is the house at 301 Wheeler. So a portion of that and a portion of the Wheeler, the 301 Wheeler Street property would be combined. Here's an aerial view I'll share with you also. It's a area that has some tree canopy, but let's see. We are right here. This is Habersham Street.
I was just trying to think about Batty running through there.
Let me show you one other thing.
Batty just a paper street?
Yes, that's right. So you can see here in this map a little better, this is the unopened Batty Street, which bisects the neighborhood, but it is not a finished right of way. It's unopened throughout the neighborhood. The petitioner was able to quit claim this portion and is in the process of combining it with the adjacent property to the east.
Okay, any other questions for staff? Is the applicant present? Either, if you will, come forward and sign in, and we'd like to hear from you.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chair. Josh Yellen here today on behalf of the property owner, Tony and Donna Eicholtz, and I think they are both on the line along with mother-in-law, Miss Judy Bick, who is going to be the intended resident of this single-family home, and was not going to talk about Badgley Street, but since the question was asked, it's pretty unique in that it was not actually a city right-of-way. It was owned by the Lewis family when they developed all of the Jackson Woods subdivision. So as we went through this process, we actually got a quit claim deed from the Lewises and the Loughboroughs for this right-of-way. It was never actually conveyed to the city of Savannah, and that was part of the back and forth. As you go up and down Batty Street, my grandmother lived on what was Batty Street and Early Street. It's where her driveway was. It's never been intended to be opened by the city of Savannah. At one point, they wanted to extend the grid system into Jackson Woods. That never came to fruition. And what we're calling the lane behind the house is not actually a service lane. It is legitimately 20 feet of open area with some manholes. There's no garbage pickup back there. There's no access back there either from Haversham.
So it's just space for the residents to use, more or less, to access the back of their properties.
Yes.
Or utilities. And
utilities, yes, ma'am. I grew up on Megan Court, which is two streets down, and we used to use that lane to walk around the neighborhood so people couldn't see us.
Mr. Eicholtz, do you have anything you'd like to say? Are you, if you're muted, you might want to check that. Okay. Are there any questions for the applicant?
This may have been a better question for staff, but was there any public comment received on this?
We did not receive any public comment, Mr. Eicholtz.
Thanks.
Okay. Are there any members of the public that would like to speak concerning this petition? If you're online, if we'll remind you to use the raise your hand feature and we'll recognize you. Okay. All right. We'll enter into board discussion. Mrs. Jarrett, is there anything you'd like to say?
No, thank you.
Mr. Evans?
No, thanks.
Mr. Plunk?
No, sir.
Mr. Griffith?
No.
Mr. Condon?
No, sir.
Mr. Hall?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, the chair will entertain a motion.
I'd like to move to accept staff recommendation for approval.
Mr. Plunk has made a motion for approval according to staff recommendations. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Condon. Is there any discussion on the motion? All right, Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
And Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes and the variance is approved. Next, we're going to hear the petition of 1811 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, parking and building footprint variances 21-004941.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This item is a request for two variances related to property at 1811 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. The applicant is requesting exemptions from the parking and building footprint maximums in order to accommodate the construction of a mixed-use residential building at 1811 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. This is a map showing the location of the subject property It's at the northwest corner of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Klein Street. It's currently developed with a former or single family residence. It was formerly developed with a mixed use building that has been since demolished. The petitioner, who is the Historic Savannah Foundation, is proposing to redevelop the property to include a new mixed use building on this property. And there's an existing subdivision that is being reviewed by staff to create a new lot here to accommodate that mixed use building. There was also a zoning petition that was heard by the Metropolitan Planning Commission earlier this week that will be moving forward to the City Council for consideration to rezone the property to the TC1 zoning classification, which would allow a mixed use building. So that's just to give the board some background on several pending actions that are before various governing bodies for actions on this property. This is a photograph of the property as it exists today. As I mentioned, there's an existing building on the site. Historically, there were two buildings on this property, which was a non-conforming condition, which is the intent of the subdivision to create individual parcels for both the building you see in the background here and the proposed building. This is a picture of the property as it existed historically. There was as I mentioned, a mixed-use building here with a ground floor commercial and some residential dwelling units on top. As you can see, this building is no longer here. It was demolished, I believe, in 2015 by order of the City of Savannah. The petitioner is proposing and shared in this exhibit to replace that building with a similar building. The proposed building would include ground floor commercial, a single residential dwelling on the ground floor, and two upper floor residential dwellings within that building. The building footprint maximum in the proposed TC zoning district is 70%. The proposed buildable area, this property is 2,205 square feet. 70% of the proposed buildable area is approximately 1,540 square feet. The applicant has not submitted a site plan for review at this time, but these exhibits are for illustrative purposes to allow the board to understand the applicant's intent. In discussions with the applicant's representative, their intention is to bring a building back that they had hoped would not be demolished. They had been in many long conversations apparently with the City of Savannah prior to the previous building being demolished. Their intent was to renovate that building, or have that building renovated, I should say. And that it came to pass that the court order demolition was approved. Petitioner is requesting variances both to the required parking as well as the maximum building coverage, essentially to replace the development pattern as it existed historically. For the project, as described by the applicant, the three residential dwelling units would require a total of three parking spaces. The commercial space would parking would be based on the use, which is unknown at this time. We can gather that based on the previous uses, if it's something very similar to what was there before, based on the proposed square footage of the commercial portion of the building, there would probably be somewhere in the three or four required parking spaces for that property. We did find, based on observation, that there's a significant amount of available on-street parking, both along Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard as well as Klein Street, and that on-street parking is not experiencing pressure within these neighborhoods. We believe that the request to eliminate the variance for building coverage is consistent with the development pattern in the area, and the parking can be accommodated off-site. So with those findings, we're recommending approval of both variances sought by the applicant. The petitioner is Ryan Arve, who I believe is on the line to answer any questions.
Mr. Lotson, how did MPC vote to send this on to council recommending approval for rezoning?
Yes, the MPC recommended approval to rezone this property. It's currently zoned TR1, traditional residential. The applicant is requesting the TC1 zoning classification, and the MPC did forward a recommendation of approval to the TC1.
And if it is rezoned, will it still require these variances?
Yes, it will.
Okay. Are there any other questions for staff? Mr. Condon?
One question about the parking. My concern is we don't know what is going to be on the first floor unit.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a convenience store, for example, you know, you've got three residential units there. And while at the moment, there's not a lot of stuff going on directly across the street, there's, I want to say, 50 or 60 units being built. And we gave just last meeting a parking exemption for those guys.
Right.
So my fear is that there will be quite a bit of parking stress. I think it's fantastic to put that building back there, by the way. You know, my only concern is just with parking. So your evaluation is just based on observation, right? They didn't do a parking survey or anything like that?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Any other questions for staff?
Karen Jarrett, not really so much of a question, I guess. My concern is parking as well. I do agree with Mr. Condon. We did recently approve a variance, and here we're approving another variance. We need to be mindful as we move forward. Do we need to do a parking study for this area? It does seem to be revitalizing very quickly.
I will say, Ms. Jarrett, that we've been, when I say we, the MPC staff have been working closely with the city of Savannah to complete parking studies for corridors that they've identified within the city. We just completed two phases on Waters Avenue. I think the city understands that the Montgomery and MLK corridor are, this is not the right word, but I'm going to use it anyway, targets for revitalization. There's a lot of interest in these neighborhoods for increased density. So I think going forward, it is going to be important, especially, you know, for the larger projects that have greater impact on parking, for us to be aware of what the availability of on street is, because I think regardless of what happens in this neighborhood in terms of development, there is always going to be on street used, which I think is a good thing. But I think you do have to provide, especially in the major developments, as much off street as you can. This is a very small parcel. Our finding was that the proposed redevelopment of this parcel, you know, is not going to be a tipping point in terms of parking, but I think it is important to keep an eye on it as we see interest continue to grow in this neighborhood.
I agree, and I also agree with the parking on the street. It tends to slow people down. Thank you.
Any other questions for staff? Go ahead, Mr. Plump.
Can I get a 360 view on Google Earth or something of the surrounding area?
Sure.
Cross street?
Yeah. So the subject property is this corner here. If you're familiar with the location of the new city police precinct on Montgomery Street, is located here. And this is the subject property. I should add also, in the discussion was brought up about the other development that you all heard at the last meeting. That developer did provide a parking study. And based on the information that they found along Klein Street on the other side of MLK, there was very little on-street use. We would have assumed that at this stage in the neighborhood, you know, as development is just beginning to come back, but at some point there will be more pressures here from a parking standpoint.
Definitely. Any other questions for staff?
Any public comment y'all received?
We did not receive any public comment regarding this petition.
Okay. Will the petitioner please come forward and state your name for the record? If you're online, just let me know.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and commission members. This is Ryan Arve from Historic Savannah Foundation. I'm happy to be with you this morning. I want to thank Mr. Lotson for his presentation and as well as his staff's support and recommendation of approval for this. I'll begin by saying that Historic Savannah Foundation has been interested in this corridor and working to save historic buildings in this corridor for the last few years. We partnered with the city on the what we call the Meldrum Row Caretaker's Cottage. That's the two-story house there within the precinct site, as well as a small shotgun cottage that is adjacent to this property. And we have found it most successful to pool our resources in areas rather than do one-off projects. We have tried to make as the biggest positive impact we can in a condensed area. And so we turned our attentions to this lot after an unsuccessful bid to save the historic property, as Mr. Lotson said, back in 2016. We were successful in getting some time to work with Savannah Tech. Their preservation class came in and actually documented the previous historic corner store and took measurements. And so we have a lot of that information that we would love to use to more or less recreate what was there. As Mr. Lotson said, restore the historic development pattern to that street. And that, of course, with modern day code and ordinances require these variances. So these variances will help us to restore that historic pattern, reactivate a vacant corner, which is currently, as we speak, being used to dump trash, which we regularly have to clean up, and help to continue to revitalize the corridor. This proposal that is before you would allow us to redevelop the corner in keeping with past master plans and corridor studies that have been done, as well as several current developments that are under construction. And that is to say, they're all focused on density and mixed use. So this request would make possible a similar, albeit smaller development that, as I said, would reactivate this corner. The commercial use for that ground floor is unknown at this time. But I can promise you that it will be, just based on square footage, a very small commercial use, low impact commercial use. We also think that the parking variance is warranted due to the size of the commercial units. They will be on the smaller side. Of course, the availability, the abundance of on-street parking and those historic development patterns that have already been mentioned. I recognize that variance was granted recently to the large development across the street. But Mr. Lotson, if you wouldn't mind using the 360 view to just pan to the right there, to across the street. There's an unbroken median that, there you go. There's an unbroken median that goes for quite a length down MLK. So any parking for that large development across the street would largely impact the east side of MLK and probably more so Montgomery Street, not so much the west side of the street where this relatively small structure that we're planning would be located. So I think that the question is a good one. But I don't believe that, you know, our maximum seven spots would necessarily, in my humble opinion, tip the scales versus the one that was approved recently. We are planning also to restore the historic shotgun there with the red tin roof. That will be part of the plan, and hope that we can have your support on this. I will also note in closing, Mr. Lotson, you should have received actually two letters of support from the adjacent property Mr. Jan Minnichbauer. Mr. Minnichbauer submitted letters, I believe, was for rezoning as well as variance. And I'll be happy to entertain any questions that you might have. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Arve. Are there any questions for the petitioner? Okay. Are there any members of the public that would like to speak concerning this project? Go ahead, Mr. Palumbo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the ZBA. I wanted to come down and speak to this one today. I spotted it on the agenda and found it really interesting. It was worth my time to come down and speak out in favor of the petition, because it's fairly exciting for an organization that's focused mainly on brick and mortar to stretch beyond that mission and into a new vision that's pretty exciting, and that is one of neighborhood preservation. It is unfortunate that the building had to come down at that intersection, and they've stretched above and beyond to try to bring that back. One of the things, if you want to reverse engineer this, it's kind of exciting, is that I think by developing or redeveloping this back the way that it was, it does prevent more intense uses from absorbing and swallowing that site whole. We've seen corridors, especially this one, become revitalized at a very rapid pace. And oftentimes for development to make it work, you have to have very intense uses. Sometimes you're dealing with environmental remediation, parking requirements, and the costs just skyrocket. The only way to make it work is to get it taller and more dense. Somehow, Historic Savannah Foundation's found a way to make it work back the way that it was, which is really exciting. I grew up around the corner from a corner store, and I looked at that design right there, and I said, well, that reminds me of home. So I just wanted to take a moment, come down, support them and their mission as they stretch beyond those bricks and mortars into something that's really exciting for Savannah's future. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any other members of the public that would like to speak? If you're online, use the raise your hand feature. Mr. Arve, would you like to add anything after public comment?
No, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to thank Mr. Palumbo for his support and that he understands our vision for the site. And appreciate your guys' time. Thanks for your work.
Thank you very much. Excuse me. At this time, we'll enter into board discussion. Mrs. Jarrett, do you have anything you'd like to say?
No, thank you.
Mr. Evans?
No, thank you.
Mr. Plunk? Mr. Griffith? No. Mr. Condon?
No, sir.
Mr. Hall?
No, sir.
Okay, would someone care to make a motion?
I'd like to motion that we adopt staff's recommendation for approval of both the parking and footprint variances.
Okay, Mr. Plunk has made a motion to grant the variances according to staff recommendations. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Griffith. Is there any discussion on the motion? Okay, Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
And Mr. Hall? Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Okay. The motion passes and the variances are approved. Next, we're going to hear the petition of 102 Lake Point Drive for a rear yard setback variance, number 21-004721.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The final item for action on our agenda today is a request for a rear yard setback variance at 102 Lake Point Drive. The petitioner is requesting a 20-foot rear yard setback variance from the 25-foot rear yard setback requirement. This is related to the construction of a screen porch on an existing single-family residential parcel. This is an aerial view of the subject property. 102 Lake Point Drive is a conforming lot within the Spring Lake subdivision. It's located at the northeast corner of Lake Point Drive and Spring Lake Drive. As you can see, the rear of the property abuts common area. which includes a detention pond. The petitioner is proposing to build a screen porch in approximately this location. This is an elevation provided by the applicant. The purpose of the variance is to allow the construction of this attached screen porch. The dimensions of the porch are 30 feet in width and 15 feet in depth. In staff's review, we found that due to the lot geometry, the distance between the residence and the rear property line varies. Because the existing home is built essentially at the rear yard setback line, the 15-foot depth of the porch would result in 5-foot separation between the structure and the rear line. This is a site layout of the house as it exists today, and you can see the rear property line here, which slopes closer to the home as you approach Spring Lake Drive. This is a street view of the subject property from the adjacent right-of-way. And as you can see, the rear of these properties in this portion of the neighborhood do not abut other residences. The applicant did have to receive approval from his homeowners association, which he has provided to the board. He also provided a letter of support from the adjoining property owner across the street property owner, Mr. Rob Fletcher, provided this letter. Our review of the criteria for rezoning, we did find that there were extenuating circumstances at this location, including the lot geometry, as well as the adjacency of the common area to the subject property. We found that the proposed encroachment is not likely to impact other property owners, and that the approval of the homeowners association should be taken into consideration, although not a specific criteria for approval of this board. But based on those factors, staff is recommending approval of the requested rear yard setback variance for 102 Lake Point Drive, with the condition, I should mention that the applicant, Mr. Perez, is in the hearing room today.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lawson. Are there any questions for staff? Thank you. Would the applicant please come forward and state your name?
Come as a team.
Great.
I'm Charlene Riley Perez.
Eric Perez.
You have anything you'd like to say?
No, once COVID hit, we put in an application to our HOA. Once COVID hit, we put in an application to our HOA to get a covering because we have three adult kids that are out. And we found that to be, you know, an escape for them to come see us and be in an outside, you know, environment. So it would just be for family use. You know, it's abutting the lagoon. There's nobody behind us. There's a tree shrub line that we kind of placed there to curb the community set, but there's nothing behind us.
Okay. Are there any questions for the applicant? All right. Thank you very much. Are there any members of the public that would like to speak concerning this application? If you're online, I'll remind you to use the raise your hand feature. Okay. No public comments, so we'll enter into board discussion. Mrs. Jarrett, would you like to say anything?
No, thank you.
Mr. Evans?
No, thanks.
Mr. Plunk?
No,
Mr. Griffith?
No.
Mr. Condon?
No, sir.
Mr. Hall?
No, sir.
Okay, well, someone like to make a motion?
Motion to approve.
All right, was that?
To approve.
All right.
Evans.
Mr. Evans. Mr. Evans has made a motion to approve with staff recommendations.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Condon. Is there any discussion on the motion? Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
And Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes and the variance is approved. And seeing there's no other business, I'd like to declare this meeting adjourned.